I want to welcome each and every one of you to this Ambit Energy Business Builder Conference call. My name is Bear Gordon from Austin, Texas. I am an executive consultant with Ambit Energy, and you can be too. Yes, you can. And guys, there's no better way to get that done than to be on this call every week. We do it at 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Pacific Time. It's the best way to get your Ambit week off to a great start. You can come to this call, pen and paper, prepared to hear something that's going to make a difference. That's the commitment that we have of the leaders and all of the speakers on the call, is to make a difference for you, okay? Tonight's absolutely no exception. Now, you hear people on the call saying that they're registered for Simulcast, January 12th, 2019. Broadcast live from Hartford, Connecticut, and down in the Woodlands, Texas, down in the Houston area. I'm going to tell you something. There's a contest going on. There's a little battle, little friendly contest going on as to which location is going to have more people physically at the location. So if you're in the Northeast and you want to help win, you need to take yourself to Hartford, Connecticut. Down here in Texas, we're going to be in the Woodlands. We're going to show you how it's done. Okay, just wanted to let you know that. Great announcements are scheduled to be had. There's some rumors flying around about some wonderful announcements coming up. Guys, you want to be either in one of those two locations, or you want to simulcast broadcast with a watch party, or on your cell phone, or on your computer, or on your television connected to Wi-Fi. However you do it, make sure you're in attendance. And as always, a national event, we'll have attendee-only benefits and bonuses available to you that will make it more than worthwhile for you to make sure that you attend Simulcast January 12, 2019. Go to your back office, get registered for it. Other events coming up, especially Power Trip. This is going to be November 8th through the 10th, Scranton, Pennsylvania. Listen, the VIP tickets with the breakfast and the other events, sold out already, okay? Keep your eye on Facebook in case someone has one available. I know someone that does. Some of the other ticket categories are sold out. But here's what you want to do. Go to ambitpowertrip.com. Ambitpowertrip.com. Look at the information. Get yourself registered. Always a great event. Now, Brian McClure is not going to be doing too many more of these. So I recommend that you get to Scranton, Pennsylvania, and listen to the best of the best teach us how to build a business, okay? Now, tonight I'd like to introduce our featured speakers for the evening. They're no strangers to this call. As a matter of fact, they're taking over the leadership of the call, Thompson Leadership Award recipient, multi-million dollar income earners, and now they have every category from national down to marketing consultant in their downline. Guys, these people know how to build a group. They know how to build leaders. They're going to teach you how to do it. Please welcome to the call national consultants Richard and Mary Enredo. Richard, you're on the call.
I am, Bear. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. And it is just going to be me for the first few minutes of this call. Mary is still getting situated in Osaka with, as you can imagine, the sleep patterns are a little different when you go back. So they're 14 hours ahead of us, so they're already into Monday morning already. So, but anyway, yeah, you mentioned all those great events that are coming up, and I just cannot emphasize the importance of getting around like-minded people. And definitely, you know, I'm sitting here watching the Cowboys and the Giants play. I'm not going to say the score because I don't want to boast too soon before halftime. But yeah, obviously we've got a north and south friendly little battle going on with Simulcast, so I think that's going to be a great little showdown to the very end. But I don't want to take too much time because we do have a very, very talented executive consultant on the line tonight, and he's just got a wealth of experience. You know, before Ambit, being around the industry in Ambit, he's thrived and excelled. You know, I don't know anyone that meets this gentleman that doesn't walk away feeling better about themselves. And, you know, Jay Emma is our 2018 Crystal Sphere Award winner, which is also got the nickname of Spider Monkey. And Jay's got enough energy for 10 Spider Monkeys, I think. And just a dynamic guy, great in front of the room, great trainer, He's so good looking that in one of the Success From Home magazines, we actually had to make him the centerfold. So if you guys would please help me welcome Jay Emma.
Richard, thank you so much, brother. I appreciate it. Can you hear me?
We can hear you just fine.
All right, great. I appreciate it. I love you, brother, and I'm happy to spend some time here on the call. Thanks for the introduction. It means a lot to me. I'm looking forward to spending some time with my friend.
Sounds good. You've got the floor.
All right. Well, I'm really excited about this time of the year. We've got so much to look forward to with Power Trip coming up and simulcast and the holidays, and which is always a good time to be around family and friends and to cultivate relationships and to grow the relationships that we have, to appreciate what we have, to give thanks and Thanksgiving. And we've got a lot of, over the next couple of months, it's a great time of the year to be thankful and to celebrate that thankfulness and to thrive and flourish in our business. You know, I started my business, actually October 1st will be 8 years, and every day in this business is better. Every day I move forward, and I'm just so thankful to God for this family. It's become a wonderful family. You know, this year at Ambition, at the annual convention, it was just such a beautiful experience for me. Obviously, getting the Crystal Spear Award was incredible, over the top, the pinnacle of my career, and just an incredible feeling to be brought up on the big stage in front of the co-founders and corporate and all of my the leaders and the people that I respect. And it's just incredible to be, the names that came before me with the Crystal Spear Award, like Esther Spina and Debbie Atkinson and John Haas and the Masons and Regina Gale and Peter Luda and Tim and Sonia Devine and Tony and Diana Procopio and Kirk Horan and the Duncans. And, you know, it's amazing to be in that list and to be in this business. And it just makes me want to really do the best I can to grow more, to help more people prosper in this business. So when I started 8 years ago, you know, I think we talk about in our business, we talk about the why. And I think a lot of times people, it's either like Jeff Rollins says, he had a why, and he was very clear. He didn't need to think about it. It was very clear. It was in front of him. And I think the people that know why they must be successful and they've make a decision that they're going to do it, those are the people that make it happen. And I don't want to minimize the importance of training. Very important. But what's more important than the training is the desire to make it. And so for me, when I started this business 8 years ago, the first goal I had was to not look stupid, not embarrass myself, because I was in another product-based network marketing company many years ago, and I worked very hard, but I didn't really accomplish a lot. So to me, I didn't want to go back. The worst thing in the world would have been to go back to those people in my sphere of influence and have another failure story. So in order for me to go back to them and talk to them about Ambit, it took a lot. I saw this business, and I was reluctant. I knew I had to do it because the handwriting was on the wall. I saw the Inc. 500, fastest growing private company in America. I recognized the leadership of the company, Jerry Thompson Jr. and Chris Chambliss, and their pedigree and their background. And I knew where the company was going to go, and I just didn't want to miss out on the opportunity. I wasn't ready to do it. I didn't want to do it, but I had to, because I knew the greater pain was going to be the pain of regret. So I figured, let me just go through the pain and the discomfort of getting no-showed and having people tell me it's a pyramid, and having friends and family say they don't want to be my customer, let me know how it works out for you, and all those things that we don't want to hear but we have to hear. And the truth of the matter is, once you make a decision to make it happen, it doesn't. None of those things matter, because all you're doing is you're looking at the end game. It's sort of like driving to work. If you have a job, or if you get in your car and you have a destination and it's 20 minutes away, or an hour away, all you're thinking about is how you have to get there. You got to drive a couple miles here, make a right, go up here, make a left, and you're gonna go over there, and you're gonna go around this bend. You're gonna do this. If a car pulls in front of you, you go around them. If you have to stop at a stoplight, you stop at a stoplight. We can't determine exactly to the second how long it's going to take, and all of the twists and turns in between, we can't determine. But what you can determine is that you're going to get to work in the morning, or you're going to get to your destination when you get in your car. And if you have that same kind of attitude in your business, and you say, I'm going to make it, I'm going to be free, I'm going to be a national consultant, I'm going to be at whatever level you want to be, whatever level of success that you need for you and your family, you're going to get it. There's no doubt about it, you're going to get it, because we all gravitate towards those things that are important to us, and we're going to do it. And I remember in the beginning, you know, when I started my business very early on, me and Jeff Rollins would get together a few minutes before the business presentations, and we would pray, and we would ask God to bless our business, and we would ask that God would lead us. We'd say, we would ask the Lord to lead us to the right people. And we would say, you know, Lord, just lead us to the people. We're going to do the work. We're going to put the effort in, but we're going to trust that you're going to bring the right people into our path. And I think it gave us the confidence to know that God was on our side, and he was going to bring the right people in front of us. And we didn't sweat it. And you know what? He did. He brought the right people in front of us. And that was the end game. The end game was we knew where we were going to go. You know, and I think if you look at anybody who's successful, I just had a conversation with Ray Monty about this, and the biggest common denominator is they made a decision to be successful before they got started. And as they start their business, they may not know every single twist and turn and every stoplight and every left turn and right turn, and they may not know exactly how they're going to get there, but they know they're going to get there, and they don't question it. They just move forward every single day, and that's the way we have to be in our business. And one of the best ways to do that is to associate with people that are already there, and that's why you can't miss Power Trip, November 8th through 10th. You can't miss Simulcast, January 12th. And if you have local, regional training events or business presentations or webinars or phone meetings, conference calls, and things like this, you need to plug into everything that you can so that you can be filled with good stuff, and you can expect good things to happen, and you can be filled with the lingo and the language and the answers and the expectation that the leaders have. And that's the way you make it happen. I mean, I spent, when I was in the other business many years ago, I spent countless hours. I definitely spent six figures on events and tools over an extended period of time in that other business. Because I made sure over a long period of time, and so we're talking, you know, at least probably a 15-year period of time, where I went to all of the events, a few of them a year, and I traveled to the events, and I went to the diner afterwards. If there were successful leaders that were eating, I said, I don't care if I'm hungry, I'm gonna eat. If Richard and Marion Wayne are eating at a restaurant, I need to eat at the restaurant. They're financially free. They have huge number of people that are successful on their team, and I need to be around them. If Ray Monty and Brian McClure are at an event and they're sticking around somewhere, I need to be around them. I want to be around them. See, that's really how this business works. We gravitate towards the things that are important to us. We gravitate towards the people that are important to us. And then as a result, the knowledge, the expectation, the lingo, the little minor tweaks here and there start to become a part of who you are. and then you expect more, you become more, you do more, and then you have more. And that's the way the business works. It's a very simple process. It's not difficult. When you look at the mechanics of what we do, we gather a handful of loyal customers and we help others do the same. And you can sometimes, from a number standpoint, let's say 1 out of 5 people you show the business to are going to get started. And then maybe 1 out of 5 of them are going to do something, you know, do something of any significance. And then maybe 1 out of 5 of those are going to be tremendous leaders, and they're going to build massive organizations. They're going to pay your mortgage or set you financially free. So why would you stake all of your efforts on 1 person or 2 people? Show the plan. You should be showing this thing at least 10 times a month, because anything that you do 2 or 3 times a week minimum gets out of the hobby level, and now you start to respect yourself. You start to see the business as a business. So my first suggestion in terms of mechanical number is try to get to 10 plans a month where you're showing 10 people this opportunity per month. There's a lot I can go into, you know, and what I'll say to new people is, don't try to sell people, don't try to pitch them, don't try to get them, just share. Just sit in front of people and say, hey, look, I'm working on a business project with some really successful people. I'd love to sit with, have a cup of coffee with you. When can we get 20 minutes on the phone? I'm coming over your place. I got to talk to you about something. Just be natural. Just talk the same way that you would if you bought a new car. Hey, I bought a new car. I got to show you this thing. Or I came across something that's real. You know, I can buy gasoline now at 75 cents a gallon. Let me show you how. You know, if you learn that you could buy gasoline at 75 cents a gallon, you'd call up your friend and say, listen, did you know if you go to this website and you do this and you do that and you can get gas at 75 cents a gallon? If that was true, you would naturally share it. Think of these scenarios and think of how you would share this kind of information. And then look at how sometimes we get caught into sharing the Ambit business. And you realize the contrast, because we start to think that we have to be a presenter and be professional, and it's not that. We've got to be excited about our own future and our own potential. And what I can tell you after 8 years, after 29 years in this industry, and after 8 years in October 1st will be 8 years in Ambit Energy, what I can say is that this is a beautiful business with beautiful people that are committed. If you put both feet in, you're going to be so delighted to see the family, the strength, the support, the mentorship, the leadership, and you're going to see the results. If you put effort into this thing, the results are going to be far above and beyond what you could possibly imagine. And I could go, you know, on and on and on, but I think that's my first little shot. I think we might even be over time. I don't even know what time it is, but I hope that was encouraging for people.
Jay, no, you're good. You got plenty of time. You know, let me ask you a question. You know, what do you think was your first, I mean, real big moment in Ambit when you realized that you had something in your hands that you couldn't let go of? When did you see the writing on the wall that it was actually crystal clear to you that you were not going to quit?
You know, I think it was when there was some, I have a bunch of turning points, and I've written, you know, them down. This was a turning point, and then this was a turning point. But I realized this. So my first ambition, I got in the business in October, so I just missed ambition of 2010. So my first ambition, I went to as a senior consultant. It was 11 months in the business, and I had 175 consultants in my business. And I had 1,000, I just went over, literally at Ambition, went over my first 1,000 customers. And it took like 11 months to do that. And what I realized was, what a turning point for me was, you know, at that point, I had out of 175 consultants on my team, I'm not sure how many were active and aggressively building the business. But I had a number of them, and what I was amazed with is I went from 1,000 customers in my organization in 11 months to 10 weeks later, it doubled. It went to 2,000 customers in 10 weeks. What took me 11 months, it doubled in 10 weeks, and then thousands of customers came in, and it it just grew from there and grew and kept growing and growing and growing and growing. But I think building a foundation and having a group of people that were excited about the business and watching other people flourish and realize that I had a business that was duplicatable and simple and was going to perpetuate and live with or without me, that was a turning point. And I think, so I went from when I went to it, from 1,000 customers to 2,000 customers, that was one of the big ones. And then another one was when my residual jumped dramatically because they announced a new market, and I had a whole bunch of people waiting for that market to open, and lots of customers flooded in because people were waiting for that new market. So one of the things that happens as you build a team is you expand, your team is big, and everybody knows people in certain areas. So when they make an announcement, imagine having 5 people on your team, but imagine having 50 or 500 or 5,000 people waiting for a market to open. And as soon as that market is announced, you've got a flood of new customers because it's all based on points of distribution, as Brian McClure has said. So those are some of the moments. There's lots of them. But those are some of the early moments that just made me say, wow, this thing is really incredible.
You know, from time to time, people ask me what's my biggest regret in Ambit, and it's really that first 6 months where I joined and didn't do anything. And, I not believing big enough soon enough was my biggest mistake. And I think that's really, important for consultants. They do have to get rock solid on the leadership of the company. They do have to get rock solid on why they're doing this. Understanding the compensation plan as they're promoting, knowing how they get promoted to their next level. I mean, those things are the tangible things that we can start to build our confidence on. And then obviously the most critical thing you talked about is being around like-minded people. I had to borrow Steve Thompson's belief. I didn't have the belief. I had to borrow his. I had to borrow other people's belief, So it's so very important that we trust the process, we trust the leadership, knowing that we're in the right place at the right time with the right company, because this industry talks a lot about the dream, residual, and they don't deliver because they really don't have a residual component. They've got more falling out the back end than they've got coming in the front end, or as quick, it's happening as quick as it's falling off, right? And, yeah. We just had a senior consultant at Ambition this year get their yellow jacket.
Yep.
That happens nowhere in this industry, because other comp plans are created to where if you don't promote, you get passed up, you lose a huge chunk of your possible commission. But a senior consultant, there's going to be a time in this, not too far off from where we are right now, we're going to have regional consultants that joined years ago, did a little something, they've been getting paid for what they started, and they're going to be on that big stage getting a yellow jacket.
Yep.
And, Chris Chambliss's words ring so true to me. He said, this might be one of the hardest things that you ever do. It might be. It's a simple model, but you've got to deal with your own self in the process. You've got to deal with objections, rejection, stay in the game, because, it's easy to start, it's easy to quit. But he just said, it'll all be worth it if you stick to it.
Yep.
And I can't tell you how often I think about that conversation, but, I've never thought about quitting. I've never had that dilemma. I've hit hard parts in my business. I've had, hockey stick moments in our business, but quitting has never been an option. And, but I do believe that most consultants, and it was true for me, I think most consultants have two important dates in Ambit: the date they joined and then the date that they start.
Yeah.
Most people, that's not the same date. When Ray Monty joined, he had the same start date as he did the same join date, right? Brian McClure, the same thing. Me, I was 6 months late. We dragged tail for 6 months before we actually started, quote unquote.
Yeah.
So But anyway, any other final words and comments you want to leave for these hundreds of people that are on the line tonight?
You know, this is a family. So what I'd like to just impart upon, you know, just to my friends and people that I haven't had the privilege of meeting yet, this has been a life-changing opportunity for me. It's given me total freedom. I come and go as I please. I choose. I control my calendar. I live my life based on my values. I don't have pessimistic resignation towards a job that I'm obligated to do. I'm able to live life on my terms, and I thank God for that. This business has given me freedom, and it's great. And I'm so much more excited about the future than I am than I could imagine. It looks so bright, and there's so much incredible potential ahead of us. But if there's one thing that I could just say is, it's worth committing to. It's worth putting both feet in. There's so many talented, passionate people that have dreams that die with the dream inside of them. And I just want to encourage each one of us, every one of us, to recognize that this business is what we make of it. And it's as beautiful and strong and wonderful and fruitful as we desire it to be. And if you put both feet in to this beautiful family, you're going to find a community that supports you. I've made some lifelong friends that are far and above just not Ambit friends, real friends, life friends. And I thank God for it. And you will have that too if you don't already. It's worth committing to. And it's much more, the greatest value in this thing is the lives that you're going to impact down the road, the people that you're going to lift up. That is the beauty of what this thing's all about, and it's worth putting both feet in and giving it your best. And I hope we can do that together. And I love you. I love you. I love you all. And I mean that with all my heart.
I appreciate that, Jay. You know, when you talk about the family and the people that are in Ambit, I was playing racquetball with Jared Abshire the other day, executive consultant Jared Abshire. And I was telling him, I said, I really do believe the reason why we have some of the best people in Ambit Energy is because it does require just a little bit more maturity than the average networker joining something else, because you have to understand the power of residual income. And you have to have the patience to build it consistently over time. And there's no question in my mind that anybody that joins Ambit Energy today, 10 years from now, 20 years from now, they will be able to carve their own way of success in this business because it's energy, because it's electricity, and because we're on the cutting edge of an industry that's deregulating and changing every month. We heard Jerry talk about at Ambition, you know, we're now in the age of power, right? And it's just, we're right there. And it's just, you meet the best people in Ambit because I think those people understand time and patience. Now, we're all willing to work fast. We'll work hard, you know, fast track here, whatever it is. But at the end of the day, none of us are in competition with anybody. We are just building our own business to support our families, our lifestyles, funding our dreams, and whatever you want that dollar amount to be, just go pay the price for it. And if you set your sights at this number, and fine. If you set it at this number, that's fine. And I'm grateful for people like you that are in this company, because you do make the company better in every way possible. And I'm serious. I don't know anyone that doesn't come in contact with you that doesn't walk away a better person. So I appreciate you being on
Thank
the call tonight.
You.
I appreciate you being on the call tonight.
Thank you.
You bet, brother. And
I appreciate that, Richard, so much. And I just wanted to say one more quick thing. Just, I know I mentioned it and alluded to it. And come to the event, pay the price, associate with these incredible people so we can build a beautiful legacy together. It's worth it. Don't make excuses. Come to the event. Power trip. Don't make excuses. Be there. Simulcast. Be there. Just be at everything so we can do this thing together. That's all.
That's awesome. Well, you've got two big events out there that I highly recommend y'all get registered for. Unfortunately, I will not be in Scranton because I will still be in Osaka. We're wrapping up our last leg in Japan. I'm here in Texas for a little while longer, about 20 more days, and then I go back for 5 weeks, and then we all move back with the family back here to Frisco. We do have a Dallas event that's on October 20th, so if you or you have a team that's in 4 hours driving distance or more from Dallas, we're going to have a great event. You can go to ambitlive.com and get your tickets there. But definitely get to Scranton, get the power trip. If you're not registered for Simulcast, as soon as you hang up from this phone tonight, you go to your event center and you go ahead and get your ticket and make that happen. I will say this, if you don't know if you can make the live venue or not, go ahead and select live venue because those will sell out. You can always reverse and put yourself for an online attendee, but make sure you select live venue so you've locked in your seat for that, and then encourage your team to do the same. So, guys, I appreciate it. It's been a great call. Jay, thank you so much. Bear, I'm going to turn this back over to you, sir.
Yes, and I wanted to also mention, if I can, Richard, Brian McClure is going to be in Katy, Texas tomorrow night. So if you are familiar with the meeting in Katy, Texas, Brian is going to be there. And he's going to be with Coach Alan Johnston on October 4th in Tala, Texas. And since it was Brian, I thought that we'd give that shout out. You can go and get information on Facebook or call the leaders of those areas and have that. And I really want to throw out just a quick word of encouragement. For those of you who have been in this business for 2, 5, 8 years and you haven't done anything in the business, you can start over. Just like Jay is talking about, get started now, like Richard is talking about. Get started now. You've got the same opportunity probably at a higher level as a regional or senior or executive consultant. You can get your business started over, and you can reap the benefits that they've been talking about tonight. So I'm going to open up the lines so you guys can say thanks to Jay and Richard, and we'll see you next week. Here we go.